This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. It is another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am really thrilled to have Gail here to share her wisdom around wellness and health. Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jenny.
Oh, it's my privilege and my pleasure. And honestly, listeners, you guys, this is going to be a great episode because I'm going to share a little bit about Gail. And I think what she does is going to resonate with anybody that sits at a desk or has body issues or needs support in health. So Gail is a registered massage therapist and an intuitive empathic healer. So what an incredible combination, and uses her gifts through massage therapy. Gail is expanding her chair massage business to bring wellness to the workplace. So she's looking at ways of bringing wellness to you where you're at. So Gail, again, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Jenny.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay. I asked you a deep question. I'm curious, especially with doing healing, you know, you do intuitive healing and massage therapy. Tell me, what does wellness mean to you?
Oh, wellness is so very important to me. Wellness to me actually means that everything is integrated in my health. So my world is integrated. What I think, how I feel, and what I speak are all the same. And to do that, it's it's just very important. That's what wellness means to me. Is to have everything integrated.
And I love that you say that, because if anybody has listened to the other episodes of this show, you will hear a theme that is resonating through all of the people that have been sharing. It's wellness is an inclusive, it's a holistic piece about our whole body. It's not just one area. And many of us were raised with just going to the doctor because we were sick. We weren't aware that wellness was looking at our mind, our body, and our soul. So when you think about your own personal wellness journey, and honestly, you only have to share what you're comfortable sharing, what is something you've learned along your own pathway?
I think that the important thing for me, what I've learned, is that I need to put myself first, always. And that has been sometimes a struggle. With having a full-time job, having a family, having friends, relationships, those kinds of things, they can kind of interrupt any wellness that I have planned for myself. And so now I feel like I'm on the other side of that, and I can schedule my day so that I have time for meditation. I have time for a walk in the morning. I have time to eat right and to breathe. Yeah, I can lay down for a nap if I need to.
Oh, I love
so,
it.
So it's yeah.
And what's great, as I was going to say, what are some of the things that you do? So, you highlighted those already. You do meditation, you eat right, you sleep, you listen to what your needs are. I missed one. What was the other one that you shared? Putting yourself first.
Putting myself first. Exactly.
You know, and this is, I think, a really hard topic. And a really challenging concept for many of us. I adopted, whether it was instilled in me from other people, but I adopted the belief system that I'm a servant by heart. I was raised that way. It's my natural DNA. I want to serve and champion others. I was never educated or brought to awareness that I need to actually take care of myself first. And that's been a new learning. And I think it is for many of us. We were, you know, we were always not necessarily told like, hey, if you put yourself first, you're selfish, but it was implied, if that makes sense. And it wasn't necessarily from my parents or my grandparents or things like that. It could have been in an employment situation, all those different things. Mm-hmm. What do you think has been the hardest thing for you to implement putting yourself first?
I think the boundaries. Yeah. The boundary of saying no, the boundaries of just knowing that where it's at is actually putting myself first, because otherwise I was always looking outside of myself for wellness, for fulfillment, for the answers, when really I have them all inside of me. And to get to them, I need to be quiet. I need to hear that still small voice. I need to, I just need to, if I need to rest, I lay down. That was not a joke. So
I love that, because yeah. I'm just trying to nap occasionally now. Like, to me, that was wasting time back in the day. Right. And so I honor and champion the fact that, yeah, when I'm tired, lay down. I think that's beautiful that you instill that in your practice skill. And you know, no is a one word sentence.
Yes. Yes.
Know, it's like, no.
Yeah.
I, again, being somebody that wants to serve and be a part of so many things, I've learned that I have to say, I have to get back to you. Because nice. My instinct is to say yes. And then I don't think of the repercussions of saying yes. What does it take me away from? All those kind of things. So
yeah, for sure. Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah. Now yeah, I'd love to talk about your practice in what you do. You work in massage therapy as well as intuitive healing. How do your modalities support other people's wellness?
I think my modalities work really well together because there's a great mixture of physical work and energy healing. And so with me being an empath, it's natural for me to incorporate the energy part of it. And my gift with being an empath is that I can listen to what the body will talk to me, mm-hmm. and tell me what it needs, or I'll get an intuitive feeling on, you know, maybe a hot stone would work better here, or cupping would work better here. You know, the Ho'oponopono has been a very powerful energy release for knots, for feelings. And so that's how I support people, is that, you know, I'll take a very thorough intake form with everybody. Sometimes they last an hour long, and I can get an idea of where their body is. You know, some people are at the point of self-care, but a lot of people aren't. They're still here needing that the energy flow and the tension release before they can get to that the properties of self-care. Yeah.
And you know what, could you explain, we might have some listeners that have never even heard the word empath. Would you mind explaining what that actually means? So if people are seeking out this type of support, they know what they're looking for.
For sure. There are many different layers of being an empath. Mm-hmm. I think there's 10 different layers. And what an empath means is that I can sit beside somebody, enter a room, and I can feel their energy. Sometimes their thoughts are being thrown at me. Sometimes their feelings, I can feel their feelings. And so what it allows me to do in the room is that I can be working on somebody and all of a sudden I will feel anxious. I will feel upset. but I have no reason to feel upset. I'm fine. So I know that it's coming from that other person. And it's definitely a skill set I've had to learn. Because it can be quite confusing if you're not aware that you're an empath and you're picking up all these thoughts, feelings, and energies from other people in a vehicle, in a room. You know, when you're sitting at a group with somebody at a table, you know, you may be picking up all these and you're not sure what to do with them. And so, yeah, that's basically, and so it's a gift and a curse.
Yeah. Right. Especially if you don't know, right?
Yes. It's a gift and a curse. So yeah. Yeah.
So I guess I would encourage anybody that anything that Gail just said resonates with you, anyone that's listening, if you're like, wait a minute, I think that's happening to me, is to connect, right? Reach out.
Absolutely.
And find support in that area. So yes, thanks absolutely. For expanding on that. It's yes. super helpful. So, you know, what is something in wellness or in your career that you are interested in and curious about, but haven't dived into or given it a try?
Do you know what I've always been interested in is aromatherapy, essential oils, and how they work together in helping release different emotions and feelings and energy from a body. I just took an advanced cupping class last week, and part of the training was, in fact, aromatherapy, which was a bit of a surprise to me, a welcome surprise. So I just purchased this aromatherapy and essentials book, which was recommended by the instructor. Mm-hmm. And then I purchased some essential oil. So I'm excited to start to play with those.
I love it. I'm all about essential oils. So that's something you and I can have a conversation deeper after that. That's my jam. I love essential oils.
Awesome. Awesome. And,
you know, I think it's so important for those that are looking for new ways of wellness. There are multiple ways to change your pathway. And it could be something as simple as, like you say, using scent to help, you know, release and move through and work through. So I love that. You know, what's great is it's amazing to hear that it's something you've been curious about and now you're starting to move through it, which is
yes.
really great.
Yes.
So when you think about wellness and also in your own practice, why do you think for many of us redefining wellness is important?
I think it's so important to healing. I think redefining wellness is so important because it's more than a treat. A lot of, I don't know if a lot of people still feel like this, but I know in the past, the idea of a massage was very like a treat, like a very
like luxurious. Yeah. Like
luxurious. Yes. Yeah. Like a spa treatment.
Right.
And, redefining it, because we do live in a different world than what our parents grew up in. And so sometimes we need help to release some of the things that the world is putting on us. Mm-hmm. And if we're not putting our wellness first, if our wellness has kind of been pushed to the back burner, then yes, we need help. I need help too. I have my own special set of healers that I go to for my own wellness. And that's why I think it's so important, because we do live in a different world than our parents did. You know, there is no super hard work. There's a lot more of computer work mm-hmm. and stationary, sedentary work. And there can be a lot of stagnancy that gets held in our bodies. If we don't get that moving, that energy moving. So yes, it's very important to redefine the wellness.
And I love that you brought up the fact that stationary, honestly, they say that, you know, it's going to be the new next, it's the big health crisis is our sedentary, you know, bodies. I'm curious, what are the key benefits? Because you brought up a really valid point. Many people have been told or taught to believe that if you go for a massage, that it, you know, it's wrapped up in all kinds of stories. Like only the rich people get to go for a massage. If you're, you know, like, that is a selfish luxury. It's expensive. Like there's so many stereotypes around going for a massage. I go for a massage. I'm a massage kind of gal because it changes my life. So what are the key benefits for somebody that's like, oh, I don't know about this. I'm not sure if it's, you know, what I want to do. What would be some of the key benefits for people having a regular massage? So I'm not talking the one-off where you go to a spa and you just get pampered for, you know, 60 minutes. I mean, do not get me wrong. Those are glorious experiences. But when you're talking about health and wellness, what are some of the key benefits for regular massage visits?
I think the other important factor in this is the benefit plans that people have at their works. Mm. I can do direct billing, but really getting back to your question is the key benefits. Well, first of all, in that half hour long intake form that we spend together, there's some trust built. There's some energy built. And so I would never do anything without the permission of the body. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, there's a definite trust built between the person and I before we even start, you know. And so hopefully that will lead to the comfort. I also do smudging, which gives the person that gets the world off of them, cleanses their aura, settles them into the massage. I'm getting some great feedback on that with people, brand new people, just feeling a little bit more relaxed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can relax into the treatment a little bit better. And then the health benefits, sometimes it's just about clearing your mind. Mm. It's about giving yourself permission to letting somebody else move that for you. Mm-hmm. and putting your wellness first. Yes.
It's so funny because I get some of my best downloads during my massage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably one of the only times in the week that I really, other than when I'm meditating, which I will be honest, I don't do consistently enough. It's a practice that I'm trying to implement in my life. And I try really hard. And there are times that I fall off my own plan. But that meditation piece while I'm having my massage really opens me up to receive ideas. And sometimes it's just quiet, which is great too, because I'm focusing on the actual massage. And
I kind of relate it to, it's the difference between, you know, doing your homework at home versus going to the library.
Yeah.
You're actually setting time apart without distraction to do those studies. And it's no different than when you're on my table. You're actually bringing yourself time to focus on yourself. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's time to study you. Did you guys hear that? It's time to study you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So as we finish up our time together, Gail, I can't believe how fast these calls go, I'd love to ask you, if you could flip the table and turn it around, is there a question you would ask yourself that I maybe haven't asked you?
I think why I do what I do.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah. I think,
why do you do
yes. what you do? The reason why I'd like to expand my business into chair massage is I did work in an office for 3 decades. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely know what it's like to work there. I always say there's a different animal that lives there. you know, at times, and I myself am included, you know, when you have deadlines and you have customers on the phone that are maybe barking at you, it's nice to be able to walk away and have that holistic break for yourself and put things in perspective. And that's what I'm excited about, because it's like I've come full circle with the office mm-hmm. from being in a place where I don't think I really fit, and really feeling like there was something wrong with me for, you know, 20 years of my life. And then coming to terms with, you know what, I can help the office in another way. I can help them take the break that I wish I had time to do. And people and companies are way more open mm-hmm. to this idea of wellness in the workplace. Yeah, they're way more open to it because they understand that when somebody has that time to themselves for even 15 minutes, we can do a chair massage in 15 minutes for you and release your neck, help your headache. You know, there's some elbows that I do, lower backs, that all can be treated within a 15-minute time frame. And it's brilliant, because now all of a sudden you're better for your employer. $300 billion is what Americans spend on absenteeism, poor health, poor job performance. Job stress is 40% of the reason why companies turn over their employees. And so if we could give them a tool, if I can give them a tool to help their employees be better and be better for them, mm-hmm. it's a win-win-win-win-win.
Absolutely. You know, and I admire that you're touching on this subject. The landscape is changing in work, and there are businesses and organizations and corporations out there that want to create an environment that's healthy. And, you know, don't be afraid. If you guys are inspired, what Gail said, don't be afraid to bring this forward to your business owner. Or if you're a business owner, take the leap. Sometimes the investment is worth it. And I know Gail might not be in your neighborhood, but if she's inspired you into action, you know, honor her, like her social media pages, connect with her. We're going to have how to reach Gail in all our show notes. And that, is there anything, any special way that you would like them to connect with you, Gail, that we aren't going to be posting, or is that good?
Nope. All of the social media and email, website, all of that stuff is I've given to you. So great. That's awesome. Wonderful.
Awesome. So Gail, thank you on behalf of the listeners, myself, and everybody that you're helping change the vibration for. Thank you so much for being here on this episode.
I appreciate it, Jenny. Thank you for having me. Oh,
my pleasure. And those that are listening, thank you so much for being here. The episodes would not be worth recording if you weren't here to participate, hear them, and hopefully embrace some change into your life. Again, if you're looking to reach out to connect with Gail, we will have her contact information in the chat. Don't forget, you can always search and look in Your Holistic Earth. That is another beautiful space that you can come. Don't forget, it's up to you to ignite the wellness warrior in you, and we are here to help you fire that up. So thank you all so much, and we look forward to seeing you in another episode. Thank you so much, Gail.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.